Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
There have been plenty of great players that wore jersey number 94 in NFL history, and we are going to cover even one that has made it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame so far. Jersey number 94, especially the last 40 years, has been extremely popular, and we are going to cover the best and give you a top 10 in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. Jersey number 94 is our subject and topic for today, and we are going to go over the most substantial players in NFL history over 101 years that wore jersey number 94. Remember our latest findings, though. Players weren't really allowed to wear numbers in the 90s, except for maybe the last 35 years or so. In 1973, there was a little bit of a hubbub of letting players wear it, but it was sort of a specialty item. In 1983 or 84, they really put the rule in to allow linebackers to wear numbers in the 90s, and of course, it's expanded into the defensive line since then. And, you know, we've had some great players, but there you go way back in football. There were some that were the 90s. I know Mr. Goldberg played for the Chicago Cardinals, wore 99 for a while. We'll be covering him a lot here soon. He came in the news lately when T.J. Watt took out his number that was retired by the Cardinals organization with the permission of Goldberg's family to allow him to... J.J. Watt, that is, to wear the 99 with the Cardinals. But we're here to talk about jersey number 94 tonight. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame tells us there is one player that wore number 94 that made it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame so far. And I'm sure we're going to have a bunch more here shortly. And that's Charles Haley is the player that has made it. And Charles Haley, what a great career he has had. 1986, he came in the draft to the San Francisco 49ers, and he played with that team for 8 seasons during the late 80s, early 90s, and with some great teams that they had. And then he went to another great team, played 5 years with the Dallas Cowboys when he went there in 1992, right at the peak of their dynasty. So played on two dynasty teams, one of the 80s, one of the 90s, San Francisco and Dallas. And he was a part of the reason that they were dynasties. This man made it to 5 Pro Bowls, a Hall of Fame player, of course, and he just did some great things. Played at James Madison College. You'd never expect to have a big-time defensive lineman play for them. Defensive end linebacker, I guess, is technically his positions. But he was a very solid player. In his career, he had 100.5 sacks, 489 solo tackles, and 169 games played. But like we said, look at all the Super Bowls this man has won. Just a tremendous time. I believe he had 5 Super Bowls that he had won, a ring for each hand, if you count them up, between San Francisco and Dallas during that period of time during his career. So great player, Charles Haley. He is going number one on our list, of course, with that Hall of Fame resume. No doubt about him. Now, DeMarcus Ware is another player that just had a great career. And DeMarcus, well, he came to the Dallas Cowboys in 2005 and played with them all the way through the 2013 season, and then spent 3 years with the Denver Broncos. That's where my Denver was coming up there. So another Dallas Cowboy. He had 138.5 sacks during his career, 505 solo tackles, and 178 game games played, 9 Pro Bowls, 4 times as an All-Pro, Super Bowl champion. You know, who can say what about DeMarcus Ware? But just a tremendous linebacker, 6'4", 258 pounds from Troy. You know, the a little bit smaller school, but a tremendous player all the same in DeMarcus Ware. And DeMarcus, well, he is going on our list also as our number 2 player on there. And Cam Jordan is another player we definitely are going to talk about here. Cam is still playing football since he was drafted by the New Orleans Saints in 2011, still with that team. And what a force to be reckoned with that Cam Jordan is. A 94.5 sacks so far in his career, 351 solo tackles in 163 games. Played for Cal. Just really a beast on that defensive line. A great penetrator, two-gapping I guess not a two-gap, he's a defensive end more or less, but he really gets a lot of pressure in the backfield, and that's where he lives most of the time, to the dismay of many a quarterback. And, Cam Jordan, another one that we're going to keep under close consideration. We're not going to put him on yet because we have a lot of great players to talk about, but he is definitely has an inside track here. Shad Brown. Another one. He was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers originally. Great middle linebacker. Played with Pittsburgh from 1993 through 96, and then ended up leaving Pittsburgh in free agency, going to the Seattle Seahawks, where he stayed all the way until 2004 season. And then he spent a year in 2005 in New England, came back to Pittsburgh in 2006, and in 2007 back with the Patriots. 79 sacks in his career, 839 solo tackles, and wore that jersey number 94 for 14 seasons. I guess we should go back and tell you, Charles Haley, 14 seasons. DeMarcus Ware, 12 seasons with 94. Cameron Jordan, 11 seasons so far. But, Chad Brown, another one just a great resume. 3 Pro Bowls, 2 All-Pros, and just a fantastic linebacker. Another one that we are going to keep a close look at the end. We'll put him on our list. Our next great number 94, how about D'Amato Pico, the great defensive tackle. Played most of his time with the Cincinnati Bengals, spent 11 seasons with the Bengals when he came in 2006. But he also spent 2 years with Denver, 1 year with Arizona, and 1 year with Baltimore at the end of his career. Last year was his final year with Arizona. Very stout against the run, held up a lot of blockers, ate up blocks, let his linebackers come downhill and make plays. Did his job very well. D'Amato Pico, another one that we're going to keep an eye on. And unbelievably, I don't see where he ever had an All-Pro season. Kind of surprising to me. But he played 13 seasons with that great number 94 on his back. And great player. Next player, one that I really enjoyed watching, and that's Lawrence Timmons. Now, Lawrence Timmons was a number one pick. I believe it was Mike Tomlin's very first draft pick was Lawrence Timmons. Came out of the Florida State and played with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 15th overall pick in that draft in 2007. Stayed with the Steelers from 2007 to 2016, and then ended up being traded, I believe, to the Miami Dolphins, or left in free agency. I forget how that was. But then it was a weird story where he came back to the Steelers in the middle of the season, went AWOL from the Dolphins. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but sort of really derailed his career. Very abstract. But the good things about him, he had 35.5 sacks during his career, 13 forced fumbles, 730 solo tackles, a Super Bowl championship, and 1 Pro Bowl for the great middle linebacker, who was very flexible. There were times when especially when he was younger in his first, second years, where the Steelers would put him out on the edge because he was just that talented of a player. But Lawrence Timmons, a great force, 11 seasons with that number 94 on his back, and a very, very good player. Dana Stubblefield, another excellent player. San Francisco 49ers drafted him in the 1993 draft. He stayed with them through 97 and then spent 3 years in Washington, and in 2001-2002 with the San Francisco 49ers, and his final year, 2003, was with the Oakland Raiders. So 7 years San Francisco, 3 Washington, 1 with Oakland. And he was a defensive tackle. Came out of the University of Kansas, 53.5 sacks, 353 solo tackles, 8 forced fumbles in 154 games, 3 Pro Bowls, 1-time All-Pro, a Super Bowl championship, Dana Stubblefield, a very good player that we're going to have to keep our eye on him also. How about Justin Smith, the great Cincinnati Bengal that played from 2001 to 2007 with the Bengals, then went to the 49ers 2008 to 2014, and 87 sacks in his career, 615 solo tackles, 16 forced fumbles, 5 Pro Bowls, 1 time as an All-Pro. Dana Stubblefield wearing that jersey number 94 Justin Smith for 7 seasons. Stubblefield wore for 11 seasons. Justin Smith, a very good resume on him. Next player we want to talk about, defensive end nose tackle Jim Wilkes, who played got drafted by the New Orleans Saints and played with them from 1981 all the way through the 1981 all the way through the 1993 season. And what a great player he was. 49 sacks during his career. Did not make the Pro Bowl ever or make an All-Pro, but a very good player indeed for Jim Wilkes. Somebody that we want to make sure we mention here in this very good discussion on jersey number 94s. Aaron Schobel, another fantastic player for out of TCU, was drafted by the Buffalo Bills 2001, stayed there through the 2009 season. 78 sacks, 334 solo tackles, 21 forced fumbles in 133 games. Made it into 2 Pro Bowls, did Aaron Schobel, and at the defensive end position, a very good player indeed for him. Keith Traylor is another one we want to talk about. Defensive tackle, nose tackle, linebacker, very flexible in what he did. And, Traylor ended up wearing the jersey number for 13 seasons altogether. And he, came out of Oklahoma and, 3-time Super Bowl champion, did not make any Pro Bowls that we are aware of, 20 sacks, not a big sack, over 388 solo tackles, 10 forced fumbles. Denver Broncos first 2 seasons, then with Green Bay, Kansas City for a couple, back to Denver for 4 more, Chicago for 3 years, New England Patriots, Miami for his final 3 years in 2007, his final year as a Dolphin. And he wore a slew of different numbers, but most of them were wearing that jersey number 94 for Keith Traylor, and really stout up the middle. Another great guy that just plugged up the whole middle. The offense had to run around him, that big body guy. Robert Quinn, a defensive end, played for the Chicago Bears for, I believe, just the last 2 years of his career. Still with the Bears. 2020 and 2021 with the Bears. Played for Dallas before that, Miami for a year, the Rams for a couple of years, and they moved from St. Louis 2011 through 2015 with the St. Louis Rams, and then the last 2016-2017 with the LA Rams. And what this man has done has made it to 2 Pro Bowls, 1 time as an All-Pro. He has had 86 sacks in his career, 244 solo tackles in 143 games. And like we said, he is in the Windy City right now playing his butt off up there. A great defensive end in Robert Quinn. Talk about Antonio Smith. Now, Antonio wore the jersey number for 11 seasons, and he came in the league with the Arizona Cardinals 2004, played with them for 5 seasons, and then went to the Houston Texans for 6 years, and then spent a year in Denver, a year in Houston again at the end of his career. And, he had 47.5 sacks, 247 solo tackles, 11 forced fumbles in 186 games, a Super Bowl championship, and made it into 1 Pro Bowl. Antonio Smith, defensive end, a great player. Pat Williams, part of that great, started off with the Buffalo Bills 1997 through 2004, then went to the Minnesota Vikings. And, we talked how he really made a great bookend, Pat Williams, with the other Williams that we just talked about the other night. And, we're jersey number 93. Great bookends. Not related, but we call them the Williams brothers because they really could smash them up there. But he ended up having 20.5 sacks in his career, 468 solo tackles, 8 forced fumbles, 3 Pro Bowls for Pat Williams. Great defensive tackle out of NE State in Oklahoma. And just a very good player that we want to make sure we mention there. Then Mario Williams, you know, the former number one pick, first overall in the 2006 NFL draft by the Houston Texans. Stayed with the Texans for 6 years and spent 4 years as a Buffalo Bill. And with the Bills those 4 years, that's where he wore jersey number 94 and also a final year in Miami wore number 94. So 5 seasons wearing 94. But during his career, 97.5 sacks, 317 solo tackles, 16 forced fumbles, 4 Pro Bowls, and an All-Pro season for Mario Williams. And that'll get him some notice here as we get to start thinking about who we are going to put on this list of these greatest number 94s in NFL history. All right, Luther Ellis, a man award number 94 for 10 seasons, came out of the University of Utah. Great career for him. You know, played with the Detroit Lions for 9 of his first seasons, and then Denver Broncos his final season in 2004. 1995 draft, he came out. 29 sacks, 214 solo set tackles. Forced fumbles were number in 4, and 2 Pro Bowls for Luther Ellis. Great one to talk about. Randy Starks, a defensive tackle, played most of his career with the Miami Dolphins, but came in the league with the Tennessee Titans 2004-2007, Dolphins for 7 years after that, and then one final year in Cleveland. And 42 sacks, 300 solo tackles, 2 Pro Bowls, and 2 forced fumbles for Randy Starks in his career. And Joe Johnson, another fantastic player. New Orleans Saints drafted him in 1994. He stayed with that team through 2001, had an injury season 99 where he had a knee injury. 2 final years in Green Bay with the Packers, 2002-2003. 52.5 sacks, 318 solo tackles, 13 forced fumbles, 2 Pro Bowls, the 2000 AP Comeback Player of the Year after that horrific knee injury, and you know, he also was the comeback player at a couple different awards for that. But tremendous player in Joe Johnson, the great defensive end. Randy Starks, another fantastic player, played with the Tennessee Titans for 4 years, then the Miami Dolphins for 7 years after that, Cleveland Browns right after that. Randy Starks, defensive tackle, 2 Pro Bowls, 42 sacks, 300 solo tackles, 2 forced fumbles, 2 Pro Bowls. Another one to keep a great eye on in this what we're looking at for here. Greg Spires, the defensive end that played for the New England Patriots his first 3 years, 98 through 2000, then was a Brown in 2001, and finished up his last 6 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ended his last year in 2007, 39.5 sacks, 253 solo tackles, 11 forced fumbles, 147 games, and 1 Super Bowl championship during that time. So I think those are the players that you know, I think are probably the most substantial, and we are going to pick 10 of those. We already have chosen 2 to come on to our list that we've talked about here, and those so far are Charles Haley and DeMarcus Ware. I think safe to say we're going to put Cam Jordan on there. I think Chad Brown is another one that deserves to be on that. Justin Smith, he will be our 5th that we will put on there. And I think we'll get Keith Traylor and Robert Quinn as our 6th and 7th. And I'd like to put Joe Johnson on there as our 8th and Pat Williams as our 9th. And I think our final player that we're going to put on there is going to be, I'm going to say that Domata Peko, he deserves it for all the great play that he has had. Didn't have the hardware of the Pro Bowls and everything, but definitely a very substantial player in the league nonetheless, and just a fantastic number 94 for all those years that he wore it as a big man. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you have any questions or comments or feedback, please email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Let us know what you feel. Maybe we missed somebody. Maybe you didn't like our top 10. We'd love to hear that discussion with you. And you know, I'll answer each and every email. I'd like to hear, you know, have some supporting evidence why you think that. We may have a later podcast to correct some of these things that some of you folks out there in listenership are telling us. And you know, we listen and we want to make these lists as as accurate as we can and have the best 10 players in NFL history. So we appreciate your help and diligence on that. You can follow us on at Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch. You can go on our website, pigskindispatch.com, and find us on the Sports History Network, where we are one of a couple different dozen great podcasts on there. And we got just a few numbers left to go here. We're winding down. 94, we're going to reach 99 will be our goal, and it'll take us 0 to 99. And we'll be doing that and finishing that up in the next couple weeks. Hope you enjoy that. As long as the rest of our series programs that we have coming out on Pigskin Dispatch, check out for those on a daily basis. We are a daily podcast. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.